Like he printed the schedule, then I.
Yeah, we printed them. He forgot to pick them up. Then he went to pick them up. They didn't have them. They couldn't find it. I'm not sure what's going on. I feel like I'm home again. Where I gotta do everything. At home, I do everything. So, like,
No matter what I leave over for anybody else in my house to do, it doesn't get done. So it's I feel the same way over here, you know.
Yep.
My mother used to say, "If I don't do it myself, it just doesn't get done. Nobody does anything." My mother's days, 11 kids, cleaning the lady for 2 hours a week. You know, that was like a lot. That was like you were really wealthy. My mother had 2 hours a week. This is Wala, a Polish lady. She had no idea what she was doing. My mother didn't speak Polish. She didn't speak English. So I do the laundry. She cleaned the floor. You know, it's like no matter what, every week was another
You didn't have
story.
Google Translate in those days.
Ooh, translate. She was a Nazi. Anyway, used to curse her out, but we needed her. Polish. Dziękuję.
Is that why you need to give 100 zloty to the lady?
Oh yeah.
Got him very far.
Yeah, she barely gave me a charger. Thank you. All right, we are up to Ayin Tessa and Aleph. No. Yeah.
No way.
Ayin Tessa and Aleph,
Is
yes.
it on the page?
Yeah.
Wow, right there at the top.
Right there at the top, two dots. Teshia sponsor Fushlim falls on Zeb Rachel Omer Mik Maxim and Arna Esther that's our captive that we adopted and Brian Miller Masmeri Sara, Skana Kabur's mother who's going through chemotherapy. Yitzhak and Shalom is Yaakov and Frum, Tzvim Shana and Minas, Zorzim and Bas Rishum, Rachel Leo, Fush Amam and Gilo, Soros Ash, Bas Mashal, Socha, Estli, Bas Chai Yafa, David, Bamiri, and Peril, Chav, Hend, Bas Yehudis, Sarabonis, Michal, David, Ben, Chana, Sara. Anyway, that is a story. Zokt di Gemara. So we are up to. Is there a Kiddush this week, Schwarzman? So we all. You guys don't have to make Bailani. You could just go there.
Yeah, sure.
Oh.
Where is he? He's making in the house or by.
No,
sure.
No, tent.
It has to do with
tent.
The Kiddush Bailani. Nothing to do with the. Oh, we could just drop off of.
Drop off a stuffed shlishka and move on, you know what I mean? Anyway, Tzvi, I'm happy to see you still fit into the seat after what you ate over there and what's it called?
He said he
oh, they
in the
fed
kitchen.
Him.
You were in the kitchen?
If you squeeze the cheek, a steak will come out.
You didn't get like a real dinner?
Work in the kitchen.
He worked. Hello, they work. What do they do in the kitchen there? They what?
You get the food right as it comes out of the oven.
They but like they cut you learned how to cut with your finger, not to cut your finger? You know how you do that, by the way? You put the thumb like this. You put the thumb like this, you never
so guys don't have it on. You don't have
to tomorrow, you have to pay for that.
Didn't you just finish saying that he does everything at home?
You have your have him in mind.
All right, let's go. Let's go. Zot Gemara. So Gishmak a blot today. Shtickle interesting blot. Mocher Ashba, Mocher Zavla. The Mishnah said a bunch of things. The Mishnah said that if you buy a can, you buy a Zavla, Mocher Bar, Mocher Memea, Mocher Kavris, Mocher Devorim, Mocher Shoivich, Mocher Yoinim. All these things. That if you sell these things, you're selling with the stuff that comes with it. So the Gemara says, Tanan Hosam. We have a Mishnah in Me'ilah. Kol Aroi Lemizbeach, V'loy Lebedek Abayis. Lebedek Abayis Lemizbeach, Loy Lemizbeach Lebedek Abayis. What does it mean? Moil Mehen V'mashav V'saychon. What this means is there's higher kedushas and lower kedushas in hektish. The highest is kachem is bech, then comes bedek abayis, and then comes. There's three, right? No, there's two things. So you have kachem is bech, and you have bedek abayis. So. if you take an animal and you makdish it, which is the normal way to makdish mizbech, that's the regular normal way of being makdish mizbech. What happens if you take an animal and you matfis it for bedek habayis? Animal does not fit into a brick of the wall. Nothing you can do with it for a wall. That you're over ba'aseh. You're not allowed to be matfis an animal for the wrong thing. The Rambam brings down shor chesev ve'ez tamim and the matfis tamim lebedek habayis over ba'aseh. V'chein. And so too, if you do Tayrmu b'nei yoyna, soils will avoyna, yayim v'shemen.
So is cash. Cash is not right to be put into the wall.
Kol anach gufon royal mizbeach, the guf is royal mizbeach, v'ein royal l'kivshon l'kavshon b'binyin. These things are not made for to put into a wall. So you would be over v'asei. What about, what's l'bedek abayis and not l'mizbeach? I mean, something that's royal lebedek habayis, not mizbeach. So Rishbam learns, kigoyin zov v'kesev v'avonim yekaros. Those things are roy for bedek habayis, because what's bedek habayis? Bedek habayis is maintenance. So money and jewels, those are things that are you could use as maintenance. You take the money, you buy bricks, you buy whatever. So the question is why an animal? The question is why an animal is not the same thing as money. You could just sell it and it's a good question. The Rashbam learns that's the pshat in the Mishnah. The other Rishonim learn that you're right. Really, anything bedek habayis, really it's all inclusive because anything that value could be used bedek habayis, you just sell it. So it really shouldn't be everybody say. They learn that it's umah esnan. You take something that you're not allowed to use, and you do bedek habayis, you mat the bedek habayis, you're over asay.
It's not.
That's something that you did avera with. No, so he says there is for bedek habayis also. You can't sell it and use the money.
Is there hana on it?
You can't use it. You can't use it in the.
No, yeah. Specifically,
you can't put it on the mizbeach. But you also can't sell it and use the money for bedek habayis, because it's not roiv bedek habayis. That's the next part of the Gemara. Right now we're just handling what the asay is, what the isser is. There's an isser doing it. Now the Gemara says, now let's say you did do it. All these things that you did. So what's the halacha? Lagabe, do they have hektish? They don't have hektish. So Gemara says, moilum bahen uva mashu b'saychon. There's an isser me'ilo in it, whatever you makdish bepeh, important to note that, whatever you makdish bepeh, uva mashu b'saychon, anything that's in it. What does it mean, everything that's in it? So Gemara is going to explain. Ketzad, hikdish bar malei mayim, you makdish a pit full of water, ashpa is malei zevel, a dumpster full of garbage, shoivech, a dove coat, malei yainim, Sodom alei asavim. That's like a field full of grass. Ilon nasu peris, a tree that's bared fruit. Moil mehen u'mashav zaychan. Your moil sai in what you are makdish and what's in it. Now the Rishbam speaks out that you were not makdish the bar malei mayim. There's no question about it. If you said I'm being makdish a bar and the water in it, I'm being matched a tree and the fruit, there's no question. Of course it's hektish. Of course you're moil masa b'soychon. That's what you were makdish. That's regular hektish. You were not makdish that. You were just makdish bar. And like we said in the Mishnah, you sell a bar, it includes the water. Same thing over here. Ashma malei hazevel. You weren't makdish b'peh, and there's a very big difference in hektish you'll see in a minute. That's the point over here. That's the tushtel, but that's also the point. What happens if you makdish a pit to hektish, and then it filled with water, rain came, ashpa dumpster v'achzmal zevel, shoivich v'achzmal yonim, a bird flew in, ilom v'achzmal peris, it grew fruit afterwards, sod v'achzmal esavim, so moil behen, ve'ein moil mashu b'soichon, the Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda says, you're not moil.
Interesting that a tree is counted with the other ones.
It's good.
That's not
it's a good point. It's a good point. It's a good point. Langas ma'al sam moil mehem ve'imel mashem seichon. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you're not moil what's in it because that's not what you made hektish. That's not your hektish. The shayla had to learn the Gemara. Machlokes is showing him how to learn the Gemara. But the Rashbam and the Tosas both seem to learn that the reason is the reason why you're not moil mashem seichon because hektish does not have a chotzer. So you're makdish something. That's hektish. Everything, just because something's in hektish, the water's in hektish's pit now. Hektish doesn't have a din chatzer. Hektish doesn't have a din chatzer, you're not koina. So Mela, that's why the stuff is not hektish. The Ramban says, what are you talking about? Hektish has chatzer. The problem is, you weren't makdish it. The only time there's something called mi'ila, the only time you can be mail on something, that if you have, what's mi'ila? Mi'ila is that you have something that's hektish and you go and you use it, you're over is the raisa, that's only when it has the severity of hektish bepeh. There's a milo of being maktish bepeh. Being makt, something that became hektish by default, because it's in the chatzur hektish, it's hektish. But it doesn't have the milo of hektish that you moil in it. It's a big chiddush. That's how the Kav Shurim explains. The says big tzais over here, handling this whole sugya back and forth. There's a aguda, which is a rishon, who says that because of this machlokes rishonim, it would come out major nafkamina in a shul. So if you're in a shul and you find $100 on the floor, if you hold like the Ramban that is kinyan chatzer, then the shul's kinyan. There's nothing to talk about. You can't pick it up. Anywhere on the shul's property, it belongs to a shul. If you hold like the Rashbam and Taisvus, there's no kinyan chatzer, then of course you can be kinyan. It's a public place. It's just sort of like a shul's Ram. A million people come here every day. If you pick it, it's yours. The Ramban holds the Kinyan Chatzah. So Melo, that would be a major nafkamina. So a Rishon makes this nafkamina. It's not like a Griz, you know. This is a real thing. I mean, not that he's not real, but I'm just saying it's a Rishon. No. No, that's not, you know what I mean. So, late bloomer.
Wow.
You know what I mean. Anyway, so the Gemara says, so that's the machlokes over here.
Why is that on your mind?
What? I've been a late bloomer my whole life.
I get it.
I'm always the
why
one. I don't know. It's always on my mind.
Good for you.
Then, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Aimer, Rabbi Yosi says, like Shuli. Hamakdish the Soda was Elon, Mailam Behenu Vigdulain. And saying, Geduli Hektish, what are you talking about? It's Geduli Hektish. You have a tree, you have a field, you makdish the tree, it grows fruits 2 days later, you tell me it's not Hektish? That's Geduli Hektish. That grew out of Hektish. Of course, that's Hektish. A little different than you want to say, but the Gemara's going to say what you want to say on the days also. Possible. That's what you want to say? No, because I thought maybe Dov Shalai Belaylam. But that's later on. So that's where Rabbi Yosi says. It's important to get this whole thing, because that's a big nafkamina. So Rabbi Yehuda says that it doesn't matter. If you did not mock the ship at Peh, or like the Larash Bam, there's no, forget about Peh, you were not mock the ship, and now you want it to be hektish because of it's part of hektish's property now, doesn't work. Rabbi Yehuda says no. You're right by shayvach and by pit with water. You're right. You makdish the pit afterwards. It fills with water. It has nothing to do with hektish. I agree with you. There's no chatzah hektish, but a tree. That's part of gedulei hektish. That you can't say. That's direct. You can't say it. That's not. That shouldn't be. That's the machlokes you say. So Tanya, I'm a Rebbe, Nirin Div Rebbe Yehuda, Bebar V'Shoivach. I hold the halacha is like a Yehuda Bebar V'Shoivach, that it would not be hektish, and you're not mayel, V'Div Rebbe Yosi B'Sad of Elam, and the halacha like a Rebbe Yosi B'Sad of Elam. So Gemara is trying to break this down, because basically, there's no reason for a Rebbe to say, I'm just going to give you a little thing, there's no reason for a Rebbe to say the halacha is like a Yehuda, and halacha is like a Rebbe Yosi, because does Rabbi Yosi agree to Rabbi Yehuda? If he agrees, then just say halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. That's it. Just say that. And if the halacha is not like that, then I hear. But if that's what the point, if that's the end of the day, that's what it is, then that's what you should, then all you should say is one word. Whatever, one sentence. Halacha like Rabbi Yossi. And you know the whole thing. So Gemara is going to break it down. Hi, my. Vishloim on nearing the Rabbi Yehuda, Bevar Vishayvach, Mechlad Apolik, Asad of Elam. So that would infer that he's arguing on Asad of Elam. That means I hold like Rabbi Yehuda and Bar Vishayvach. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold on Asad of Elam. He argues Rabbi Yossi. So it means I only hold like Rabbi Yehuda on this. Elam nearing the Rabbi Yossi, Asad of Elam, Mechlad Apolik, Bar Vishayvach. And even and that would that it wouldn't be hekdesh.
No, he's arguing. He's more saying it's Masha that he is arguing. But the fact that he's saying Allah is Masha abuse is arguing even by Bar Shavuot and Yehuda.
All right. But Mechlad the Pelik and Bar Shavuot that he's arguing the same thing, opposite of Yehuda, right? In Marashach, if you say Allah is like a Yehuda, it means he's arguing on Rabbi Yosi. If you say Allah is like a Yosi, it means he's arguing on Yehuda. He agreed, he angered Yehuda, but you're only agreeing with him on one thing. He only said Sad of Elon. Rabbi Yossi's whole Shita is like that was what Shuli said, is only by Sad of Elon, because it's Gedula Hektish. You can't say that that Rabbi Yossi holds that also over there it would be Hektish. We can name the Dvar of Rabbi Yehuda Kamar, but Tanya Amar Rabbi Yossi. Ain't any right, Divri Shal Yehuda, but Sad of Elon. Ain't any raya, Divrei Rishav Yehuda, Besad of Elon. And she can do the hekdesh. Besad of Elon, any raya, Haba Bar Vishayvach raya. So then you're back to square one. Then the only thing Rebbe should have said, you tell me that Rabbi Yossi does not agree with Rabbi Yehuda on Bar Vishayvach. He only argues, I mean, he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda on Bar Vishayvach, and he only argues on the side of Elon because of Gedulik Hekdesh. Then Rebbe should have said one sentence. Halacha ker Rabbi Yossi. Because that's the bottom line. That's what you're basically saying. He's saying, I agree with Rabbi Yehuda. I agree with Rabbi on Elon Sod of Elon. I agree with Rabbi Yossi because it's Gedula Hektish. And I argue, and I also agree with Ashita that that Baruch Shavuot is not, because it's not Gedula Hektish. So then just say that. What's Rabbi saying? Rabbi's like a funny thing of saying it. So where's the Hach come out? Nirin Divra Rabbi Yehuda. Near and Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, l'Rabbi Yosi beBar V'Shayvach. This is how you have to learn what's going on over here. She'af Rabbi Yosi l'Nachgal of Ela B'Sad of Elon. Bar V'Shayvach might like. And economics, this is basically what Rabbi's saying. Rabbi's saying that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is
Rabbi Yosi's Shita.
Rabbi Yosi's Shita is that only a Sad of Elon, because like we said, that's Gedula Hektish. Bar V'Shayvach Mechtesi. Agrees with the Shavuot. And what is, one second.
Rabbi is teaching us that Rabbi Yossi agrees to Rabbi Yehuda on Bar V'Shavuot. We didn't know what Rabbi Yossi holds.
Right.
So Rabbi is teaching us that Rabbi Yossi agrees to Rabbi Yehuda.
So Mel, this is how we're coming out. Yeah. Over here is where Rashi speaks it out. Not being he doesn't say it, but over here is where Rashi speaks out, like Tosfos with the Intimatzi. The Rashi before, Rashi doesn't really speak it out. Rashi just says, Mamen Hektish Moraban, it's like a funny Rashi. But at the end, the Rajma, at the end, he says, So you see clearly he's learning Al Tzchotzer like Tosfos. Which, if I get from the Ramban, 3 weeks in yeshiva. So, you guys pat yourself on the back. That you. This is they learned this in yeshiva. Yeah. Like second set. This is a second set. Yeah, this is on the Lima. Do what? I went to yeshiva for 40 years to learn to be a block, you know? Anyway, that's the real way of learning. But one day you got to move on a little bit. Tarabanan. Huh? I'm not. That's just the real way to learn. It's just
because he was a late bloomer, so you take a movie.
I'm saying you take a guy like a Yitzchok or knows Shas B'Ian, or you know, you're talking about. You can imagine what these guys know. You don't even know. I don't even. I barely could read a Katzos, you know. Huh? A lot of guys. The guy was niffed in Ocean Point. Was just finished. The guy. The guy was niffed in Ocean Point. He's 39 years old. He's 39 years old. He's short two mesechtes to finish Shas Be'in. Guys. By the way, if you know half of Shas Be'in, it's pretty good. Also, if you know 10 mesechtes, is also pretty good. I mean, you know. You know one mesechta is also good at this point. Anyway, okay, fine. Turn it on. Kron, yeah, make a same shots. Very nice. Very chashuv. Turn around, button. He's already mad. It's $100. Anybody that blocks the driveway.
I thought that's where it was.
No, I thought I called it already.
Isn't that why you did the sidewalk?
No, don't block the sidewalk either.
If both cars are there, though, you're sleeping. So why can't we just block you in?
Right, but after 7, you could use the driveway.
Yeah.
Once the mail comes, you can block it. $10 for anyone who beeps after
9. I'm going to lock the car a lot of times.
You will regardless.
Anyway.
Yeah.
It's Google locks.
Russian roosh.
We'll just pull the batteries out.
You don't have to worry about it. Shuli's walking. But most people are going to be driving. Tell her about it.
I don't think he's going to walk that far.
No.
Nah. It's not enough time.
Tana Rabbanan. Hekdishon Reikonan. You ready? Guy was makdish a pit. Let's go with a pit. Totally empty. Just a pit. Va'achas malu. And then it got filled. The halacha is moyalim behen. Ve'ein moyalim mashu b'soichon. Because that we just finished saying. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shem Anoymer. Af moyalim mashu b'soichon. No, even Yemoel, even what's in it. Amar Abba, Machlokes b'steve ilan. Not like I started off saying with a pit. Has to be talking about a tree and a field. The Tanakama Savalok Rabbi Yehuda, that even though it's Gedula Hektish, she still holds that it doesn't matter because Hektish is not a Chotzer. Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon Savalok Rabbi Yossi, that's Gedula Hektish, leave me alone, forget about your Chotzer. It's Gedula Hektish, direct hit. Our Barvish Oivich, because no sheiches, there's no chatzah hektish. Everybody agrees to this. It's not kedule. It came afterwards. What does that have to do with you? You want makdish this? I'm the abaya. Velahod the tanya. There's a part the sefer the brisa. Hekdishon malein moilim behen uv mashe besoichon. If you makdish malein, you moil uv mashe besoichon. Rebbe Lebz of Shimon machlef. He switches around. So Gemara says, no, so Rebbe Lezer is not switching. Rebbe Lezer Machlef means he switches a shita. He switches a shita. Because before when he said, Gdishim Rekonin, it's only Marlin, Marlin.
Rebbe Lezer Shimon hold both.
Rebbe Lezer before said, Marlin, B'mashim Soichon, right. And over here he's saying that you're not Marlin, Behan, and sorry. Before he said Ein Moel, he's saying Moel Mashem Soichon.
No, he
yeah.
said Af before.
No.
Rebbe Lezer Shimon said Af before.
No.
Tarabon, Hekishon Rekonin. Rebbe Lezer Shimon said Af Moel Mashem Soichon.
Then what's the difference?
Yeah, Reb Lezer B'Shimon is saying over here, not like that. The Bryce says, "Hekdish Malayim Moilim Behenu Mashu B'Zach." Reb Lezer B'Shimon Machlef, which means he holds that you're not Moil B'Mashu B'Zach, and before him he said you are Moil Mashu B'Zach. No.
That's what the Gemara says.
No, beforehand says
they don't do this usually. They don't turn it on so far in advance. They wake up from their point.
Is that so?
It's not a fire truck.
Yeah, that's the Gemara's going to Kasha going to ask now. That's the Gemara's Kasha. That's the Gemara's going to say. That's Manushach. Right? So Rebbe Lezer Shimon says before that even if you makdish a Reikonin and it fills with water, it's hektish. Now he's saying if you makdish Malayan, it's not hektish Mashu B'Soichai. And that the Gemara is going to ask, how could that be? If you're telling me that the whole Brise is talking about Sadeh Ilan, not Bar, it's talking about Sadeh Ilan, because that's what we finished saying, explaining the Gemara, Ribe Sadeh Ilan, Amai Machlif. This is a double reason to say that a tree that has fruit that you are Makdish is Hektish, because first of all, it's Gedula Hektish. Second of all, that's what you said as Hektish. You, when you made Hektish, it was there already. So why would Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, say that this is not Hektish? Of course it should be Hektish. If Malay Rekonim, a tree that doesn't have fruit, is Hektish, for sure, donating a tree with the fruit on it is Hektish. So what's going on over here? So Gemara says, Elam Rabba, no, Machloik is B'Bar V'Shoivach, the more it changes. Gemara says, like we said at the original, when we started the Braisa, we're not talking about a tree. We're talking about a pit and a dovecote. A nest, for those that don't know what it is. Abastei Sada V'Ilon, Divakom Oilon B'Henu Mashu Sarech, of course, because Gedula Karka. It's Gedula Hektish. There's no argument. Ubebor V'Shoivach Berekonim B'Mai Pligi, Umelein Mai Pligi. So Gemara says, what's going on over here? So you have empty pit that you're donating and a full pit that you're donating. What's the machlokes? Because Gemara says like this: Berikonin, pligi. What's the machlokes berikonin? You donate to Hektish an empty pit. Pligi with plugs that you're a mayor of Rabbanon. What's the machlokes? The Tanakama Sovalo, Karabbanon, the Ami and the Makdosh of Baloyim. So you're Makdish a pit, and then 3 days later it rains. It has nothing to do with you. Rain comes from Shemayim. You had no idea it's going to rain. You didn't know where pit's going to get full. It's Dovash Lebohem, you can't be Makdashit. Rebbe Lezer, Shimon Sava, Kerameir. Dama the Makdashoma. No, you could. That's the halacha. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? This halacha that a mayor holds, the other Makdash of Olam.
It has to be rain, not that you put water in?
Well, we're talking about rain. I mean, even you put water in, how do you know you're going to put water in? Either way, yeah. So Gemara says, Eimad Amar, when did a mayor say his halacha, the Shamal Aramaic, going pay his deck with Abid Asi? Remeir shita, you can mak nedavar shel olam. It has to have some kind of footing in the world already. You can't be mak nedavar that you have no idea if it's coming. A tree that is going to bear fruit, you could say I'm being makdish a tree and it's fruit because you know that it's going to grow. It's been growing for 10 years. Every year this season it grows, so you'd be makdish what's going to grow out of this tree. The tree's here already. It's just a matter of time for it to sprout out. Hani, mi yemed asi. Who says it's going to come? No, mechtesi. Who says it's going to get full this pit?
It's not
right. Rashbam says, im lo yovi mayim v'yishbuch techabar, o yovi yoinim l'shoivich, or birds come to the thing. Right. Who says it's going to get full? So Gemara says, Amar Rava, no, that's not the case we're talking about. It's going to come. It's like a date tree. That basically you have an irrigation system in your field that always drifts off to this pit. So it's going to get full eventually. It's a matter of time. It's going to get full. So it's like a vida also. And same thing with the birds. Your birds are circling. He has a system how the birds go from one nest to the other nest. And Mila, it's considered like dekel. So you have this machlokes. Now what about b'meleim? What's machlokes if it's full? If it's full, that's you donated. If you donated a full pit, of course it's hektish. Why should it not be hektish? You said it. There's no shaila. There's no chatzah shaila here. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Gansh hektish bar stam. You didn't say the water. If you said the water, there's no machloikas. There's nothing to talk about that if a guy donates a pit with the water, that you're machloikas. There's nothing to talk about. Rav Lezer Rav Shimon, you said stam. Rav Lezer Rav Shimon, Savala Kavua. He holds like Avuah the Amar Don Din Gavoyim Din Hetir Mehedir Mad Din Hetir Matzir Amar Bir Zvinaloch Ma'iler Zvinaloch Das Alocha Av Din Gavoya Bir Aktish Ma'iler Aktish. Just like when you sell a guy a pit, Stam, you could say it wasn't actually the water. Get lost. It's just a pit. I'm siphoning the water out over here. Also, in fact, Amar Din Hetir Loi. You're so sure that Hetir that's the Halacha Vatanan Mocha Bor Mocha Meimov. There's a man that holds like that. Amarava masnisi yichidoi. Netanya machabar loy machar meimov. The rabbanon, the roiv of the amaroim tanoim over here, they hold that it's not included. And you could learn out hedyot from hektish from hedyot because hedyot is not included. There is a shita remnasin. Remnasin machabar machar meimov. That's yichidoi. Shita yichidoi. We don't pass the shita yichidoi. The what? I know, but it's Shetei Yichido. But it's a Shetei Yichido. Shetei Yichido, we don't pass them like... That is the Gemara. Zok the Mishnah, a very intense Mishnah, actually. Yes, Ramei Omer, have a might be'esik. Do not work a lot. You should, wherever you can, steal time to learn. No, what it means, this is what it means. Steal time to learn from your work. Why? Va'asok b'teiro. Va'avishval ruach v'nei kolol. Shval ruach v'nei kolol means you should learn from every single person. There's what to learn from everybody. And don't just... even a guy who's... Even a guy who is a no shaykhaz guy... Ezu chacham aloim v'nei. You can learn from everybody. V'im b'taltim v'nateiro. If you did not learn... And did not steal time from learning from work, which means you just worked like a dog. Yeshloch b'telim ha'ar b'kenegdecha. Hashem will create that there'll taka be things that you'll really be busy with. It's a very scary Mishnah. V'mamalte b'teira. But if you stole time to learn, means you, no matter what, you stole time in your work to learn. Yeshlo ischar ha'ar b'litelach. Hashem will create dei melachta nasa de'acherim. That's when all the brachas come. So it's not when you become rich, you start learning. It's to become rich, you have to start learning. It's very interesting, or rich, or whatever. To become, to have a ruig life, you have to push yourself to learn, so Hashem will create you a life that you learn. It's like a, almost like a mida kenega mida. It's interesting.
Dal.
Dal.
Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal. Dal.